the way I'm living intentionally is really fully giving my life to the Lord and not just thinking that I could, you know, play my part in church and to truly decide that I was going to walk with the Lord.
My husband and I are choosing to be intentional parents. We are not teaching our daughter that happiness is paramount. We actually are teaching her to be a decision maker and to be a faith-based decision maker.
About 3 months ago, I accepted Christ in my life. So I have to make some intentional choices. And what I have chosen to do is develop a relationship with Christ, and that I had made the choices that I made so I can develop and grow in the ministry of Christ. Thank you for this example, and thank you for helping me make these decisions.
Boy, you're welcome. Man, you warm our hearts. Thank you for calling and sharing those stories on our comment line. This is Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, live from our Intentional Living studio. Our phone line is open at 888-888-1717. Hey, and I got some good news for you. When you call today, you get to talk to Miss Amy, and she'll be taking your calls. Stephen will call you back, and Rob's running the show over there, make sure everything goes. And I'm here in the studio. Did I tell everybody who I was? I'm Randy Carlson. We'd love to have you call in and be a part of the program today. Maybe you have a success story of, you know, you've said, hey, I chose to be intentional in my life. Here's one thing that I'm doing. I started for 30 days. It's working. Here's what God's doing in my life. Maybe you're struggling and you have a goal that you want to pursue, but you don't know where to begin. And you want to pursue that transformational goal, glorifying God, benefiting others, bringing benefit to yourself as well. Intentional living is about stretching for things that are better in a world today where it seems like people aren't doing that. You want something better, do one thing, start doing one thing for 30 days. Maybe stop doing one thing for 30 days, see what God will do in your life. Bring Him glory. Give me a call. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you want to share your success story. I'd love to hear your success story. By the way, like every day, we have something we'd like to offer to you as a way of encouraging you when you call as a ministry. It's the 101 things, the basic class of your intentional life, and it's an MP3 download that we'll hook you up with, a teaching that'll be very encouraging to you. Phone line is open at 888-888-1717. Imagine one thing. What would it be to intentionally change a high-stake relationship? Maybe right today you're thinking, more than anything, God, I need help in my marriage. I just don't know where to begin. Just consider one thing that you could step out today and do for the next 30 days that would make the biggest difference in that marriage. What is it? Not to criticize, to pray for your spouse perhaps, maybe to take some action, maybe confront an issue that needs to be confronted. What is that one thing? Maybe it's with your children or someone at work. Give me a call. We'll help you think it through. Love to hear your story as well at 888-888-1717. And we love it when people call back and tell us how they've been successful and what God has been doing in their life. We've got Michael from Arizona. Appreciate your call. Tell us your success story, Michael.
I called you about 3 months ago with my heart broken in a million and one pieces, because I found out that my spouse, my wife of 8 years, she is maintaining a relationship through emails with a friend of her opposite sex. So it was just, when I found out, I was just devastated. How can this be happening? Well, you know, you give me some great advice, and on top of that, you also send me the copy of the Striving
Star for Affection book, yes.
What a tool that has become for me and my wife. My wife and I, we believe that marriage is just not something you just throw away just because it's broken. You fix it. You work at it. So that book that he was sending me, my wife and I, we start reading it, and he's like, my wife asks, well, is he writing about us here? What was happening is just my wife needed some intimacy emotionally. She needed to hear, you know, express herself about the kids, about the friend. All those things, you know, and I was like, well, honey, I got to work right now. I'll call you later. And then in turn, when it was, I'll come home 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, hoping that dinner was ready and hopefully for some sexual intimacy also. But it was like, oh, obviously, no wonder she doesn't want to have sexual intimacy because there was no connection. You have to work hard on your marriage. We did not. We could be having all the sex we wanted, but it was no emotional intimacy. It didn't matter. It was just another routine activity.
Boy, thank you. Well, hey, listen, Michael. Man, you hit it on the head. People listening, what was he talking about? Starved for Affection. It's a book that I wrote about the power of affection. Number one need of a woman is affection. We talk about love and respect, but the sense of affection, it's the action side of love. It's the feeling side of love. And, you know, you can have physical intimacy and not have any spiritual or emotional intimacy in marriage. And, of course, that's ultimately what we want to have in our marriage. So, Michael, thanks, man. Thank you for your success story. You were intentional, you and your wife. I know you're still on path. You're still on journey. Stay on it. You know, don't give up. You have a story to share, maybe a question to ask. Intentional living, we see it changing lives when we're intentional in Christ, bringing Him glory and benefit to others. Maybe you want to share that story of how you're proceeding in your life. What's that one thing you're doing for a high-stake relationship? 888-888-1717 is the number, and we'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, November 16th in Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Here's one thing you can do if you work in a family business. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I encourage you to create a family and business mission statement and live by it. And if you don't agree with either the mission statement or the value statement of your family business, then you either need to leave and go on your own or to work to change that mission and value statement that you work with every day. What's most important in family business, in my view, should be the family relationship. I've worked with family businesses over the years, and only one-third make it to the second generation, and only one-third of those make it to the third. Family businesses are the backbone of America, nearly 15 million of them here in this country. Decide which is more important to you, your family or your business, and then be intentional in managing both intentionally.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute is available to come directly to your email box every morning, Monday through Friday. All you have to do is subscribe for it. It's simple to do. Just go to theintentionallife.com/minute, and you can get signed up. You know, we're right here at the end of the month, just a couple days left, and I want to say thanks to those of you who have been supporting us here. We're close to reaching the need for the month, but we're a little bit behind. I just want to say thanks to those of you who, in advance, by faith, are going to stretch and help us close out this month strong. And I have a very special encouragement for you. We've been offering the 16-month brand new calendar of hope that we've created called Hope That Lights the Way. It's a beautiful wall calendar, and it's our gift to you. Our staff created this with some beautiful photographs, very encouraging, uplifting, intentional scripture, and it's our gift to you. Thank you for sharing your best gift to help us close out this month. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We'd love to hear from you. Today, maybe you have one thing that you have committed to that for 30 days you'd like to make a dedication right now, a decision to say, here's my one thing for the next 30 days. I'm making the commitment right now. Randy, I'm making it to you and to the world online and on the radio. And for the next 30 days, here's this one thing I'm going to do. Or maybe you have a question for me and I can help you think through one thing intentionally that can make a difference. 888-888-1717 is the number. Tell us your one thing story. We go to Mary in California. Appreciate your call, Mary. What's your one thing?
This is Mary in California, and I just want to give some things that I learned, and I really believe it was the Holy Spirit that When I am not treating my husband with respect, I am not respecting God. When I'm not putting him first, I realize that I'm really not putting God first. And so I keep that in mind, and it really helps me through the day to treat him with respect and listen to what he has to say, because it's so easy for us to want to be right and want our way. And that's the one thing I've learned. And selfishness is a real hard thing to get rid of, but that's what I've been working on intentionally.
Mm. Well, good for you. Listen, we work on it. We move forward. We trust God. The whole goal of pursuing a transformational goal, and by the way, that's a good thing to do in a world that is very unintentional, is to, here's how you know if the goal is really the right kind of a goal. Does God ultimately get the glory? If you're saying, hey, I want to get out of debt, why do you want to get out of debt? You want less stress? Sure. That's a benefit to you. That's wonderful. You want to, you don't want to get your bills paid on time. That's great. That's obedience. That's a good thing. But you also want to be more generous and sharing and helping people. You want to bring God glory. Listen, when you have goals that bring God glory, benefit to others, and certainly to yourself, wow, that's powerful. That's intentional living. What is that one goal? One thing. For 30 days, you can begin. We'd like to help you think it through. Or a question at 888-888-1717. When you call, by the way, we're going to hook you up with the MP3 download, Your Intentional Life. When you call to be a part of the program today. Okay, from Texas, Shannon, it says here that you have want some help with adult twins, I understand. So what's going on?
Well, I've been a single mom since they were two, and they've never given me really any trouble. They're great kids. For the last year or so, one has been just increasingly disrespectful and disengaged with the family. They both graduated early. In May. One's looking at college. The other one just refuses to even think about his future. He's frustrating me so bad. I don't know what to do with him. You know, I don't know how to... I've told him he can stay home as long as he's working full-time, which he is working. Or, you know, I don't care if he doesn't want to go to college, but he can do a trade school or something. He's just not motivated.
Have they been competitive with each other? Like, one is the good twin and one not such a good twin with each other?
Not really. I mean, we haven't had any trouble until really just about the last maybe 18 months.
So up to that point, you didn't see any of this?
I didn't see any competition, no.
Yeah. Or did you see the discouragement of him just not wanting to keep going in life?
I have seen that, yes. They both have had some discouragement and little bouts of depression, but that just contributed to being teenagers, mm-hmm. You know.
Is Dad in their life?
No. He's refused to be a part of their life, and I know that's a big void, you know, for both of them.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have other children?
No, just the boys.
Mm. Well, listen, Shannon, you got a lot of things playing here. You know, the relationship with Dad, hopes that they had that have not been reached. You know, the scripture says a hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I think for young people, they have certain expectations. And today, let's face it, if I was a young person and you're looking out into this world today and you're wondering, wow, I mean, the world's in chaos, things are upside down. I mean, we don't have to look very far to see that young people have increased depression, anxiety. We see young people committing suicide at all-time rates. It's just a difficult time for young people to get started in life. And I would encourage you to do a couple of things. One is obviously to pray for your sons, to pray that God will move in their life, that they'll find their vision and their hope and their purpose. That's one of the greatest things we can do with young people is to encourage them. They have a purpose. They have a meaning. God has them here for a reason. We live in a world today that's just teaching the ridiculousness of basically humanity has no purpose. We're just a random part of the selective process of biology over millions of years. And if I actually believe that, if I believe that I had no reason to be here other than by chance, I mean, I would be totally discouraged every day. I mean, the only thing I'd pursue would be to try to get more money or more fame or more pleasure or something. And that's why we have a world that's going crazy with those things. But to help your boys see that they have a purpose, that God's made them for a purpose, and then also hold them accountable. They should have some goals for the future. Some of them are long-term, but they need to have some short-term ones as well, and hold them accountable to it. I think that's a really important part of the process of helping our young people grow up and become successful as adults. Randy Carlson, thank you for your call, by the way. Randy Carlson here. This is Intentional Living. Today, let's go to the calls. We have Carol on the line in Arizona. And it sounds like you're having some issues with your marriage. You're concerned about your marriage relationship. What's your one thing that you're trusting God for, Carol? Hello, are you there, Carol? Okay, I guess not. Let's go to Susanna. She's in Arizona, and she has a story to tell us about being intentional.
This is Susanna. And one thing I'm trying to be intentional in my marriage is learning how to be content, I would say satisfied. What I realized is that nothing was good enough for me. I would always try to push him. I wanted things done at my own time. Kind of wanted to dictate what to do with his time, comparing, you know, what that other person has. My one thing is just being content for what he can offer, because I know he puts us first, always his family. And that's my one thing, is just being grateful and thankful for his time and satisfied and content that what he's doing is best for us. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Susanna. Listen, contentment is something that's difficult, but it's a great one thing goal. All right, I think we got Carol on the line now. Carol, you wanted to share your one thing. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I am convinced that my husband is cheating on me, despite confronting him or presenting evidence that I have. He excuses it away, makes me feel like I'm crazy. We have been married for 32 years, and he's always been controlling, and I've just taken that role as godly woman, and that's been my priority. And I'm just to the point where I do not trust him, but I do trust God.
Mm.
And I cannot spin and spend my time, waste my time on someone that God says, what's done in darkness shall be revealed in the light. And when he cheated on me before, many years ago, I forgave him because God told me to. And for a true believer, that is not a strange sentence. For non-believers, that is difficult to hear, but I am certainly a child of God, and I believe completely that I am his, and that our marriage was, you know, we went into the sacrament of marriage, and that takes priority over sin.
Well, Carol, listen, I want to pray with you, because you're in a crisis right now, and I can hear your heart. You want to, you know, you're trusting God. I mean, this is the ultimate when it comes to brokenness in a marriage relationship. I would encourage you, as we talk about being intentional, in addition to praying, that you would also, for yourself, be able to get the kind of instruction and help from a pastor and a counselor to help you set a plan of action in terms of how do you get this on the table and deal with, like you say, to bring it out into the light. Because ultimately, for him, for you, for your marriage, that you've got to deal with truth. We just can't live long-term in an intimate marriage relationship without truth being at the center of the core of the relationship. And if indeed he's saying, no, it's not true and all of that, then he needs to come alongside and help convince you and show you and bring confidence to the fact that it isn't true. But whatever is truth is what needs to come out. Truth is what we need to pray for, and that's what I would encourage you to pray for as well. Father, and that's my prayer for Carol, for her husband, for their marriage. You know the truth. Father, you know what's going on. You know the heart that's hurting here with Carol's call. I pray that you'll give her encouragement today. Give her courage to do one thing, to reach out, to find that kind of support for herself. I pray for her husband that there would be the leadership if indeed he's saying, hey, this isn't true, this isn't happening, that he would come and be able to help her through this process. But whatever the truth is what we need to find. We live in a world, Father, that's filled with so many lies and deception, and we are people of truth and want to live a life intentionally in truth. And that's what we pray for today in Christ's name. Amen. Carol, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and I know it's a difficult, difficult call to make, but I know a lot of our staff, a lot of people around the country will be praying for you. Seek the truth. Whatever it is, pursue the truth. Ultimately, God will bless that. More in a couple minutes.
The hope that comes from faith in Jesus Christ is real and life-changing.
I got saved last year, so each day I read my Bible, and I'm just grateful for the Lord. I'm trying to get to know Him better.
Now you can be reminded of the true hope in Christ every day with the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Encouraging scripture and inspiring images will remind you daily of God's love for you, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else.
When I was thinking I was losing all my battles, you guys basically saved my marriage and helped me get back on track.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
And I'm revisiting some scripture that I taught, and some of you remember it, back in August of 2013, where we take the book of Ephesians and we split it into two halves. The first three chapters of Ephesians really is what we call the orthodoxy of our faith. It's about God's intentional love. The first three chapters of Ephesians is really about our position in Christ. And then in chapter 4, going for the last three chapters, Paul completely turns in a different direction. He says, therefore, as a result of everything I just said in chapters 1, 2, and 3, therefore, here's how I want you to live your life. And chapters 4 through 6 are really chapters that we use a lot in intentional living because it teaches us how to live our intentional life in Christ. An excerpt from the August teaching for members, the reason why for intentional living. Members, you've received it already. I hope you've listened and enjoyed it and learned. I certainly did preparing it for you, and be watching for the new lesson coming up in September. It'll be on the managing our emotions. That's our topic and our theme for September. If you're not a member, but as you share a gift this month to help the Intentional Living Ministry, if you ask for it, we'll send you the teaching this month, the reason why for intentional living based on Ephesians, the entire book of Ephesians. Just go to theintentionallife.com. If you're new to intentional living, we believe that we experience God's best for our high-stake relationships, which include our relationship with Him, with Christ, our relationship with our spouse and our children and our work. We find peace and grace and forgiveness and confidence when we pursue a transformational goal in our life, and that some goal that's going to glorify God and benefit others. What is that goal today that could make a big difference in your life down the road? Maybe like the callers we've had, we get so many painful, difficult calls on marriage and parenting. If earlier in marriage, godly goals were set and pursued every day, intentional living was followed, life would turn out much different than it did and does. It begins today by deciding one thing to start doing for the next 30 days by doing the next right one thing. And one thing you'll stop doing for the next 30 days to declutter your life. What is it? Tell us. Or if you have a question that I can help you figure out one thing to help you get started, that's what intentional living is here for. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. All right, Kim from Arizona left this high-stake relationship question on our comment line. Go ahead.
Dr. Randy, my name is Kim. My husband and I are and have been living with my father for many years. He did move out a few years ago, and we've had numerous situations in which he's been extremely disrespectful, you know, to the point of being abusive. And this is why he's moved out. We've still tried to include him with family holidays and phone calls in between, yet we find he's still extremely disrespectful and even to the point of being abusive. So what I'm doing is not working. What suggestions would you have about different ways that I can set boundaries and then how to try to re-enter the relationship, but realizing that, you know, my expectations may never be met in the situation, yet still trying to have some kind of contact. He lives alone. He's going to be 88 years old. He does have a caregiver. He still drives, but he has no family other than me. I'm his daughter, and he has lived with us for, well, 10 of the past 13 years and has now been living on his own for 3 years.
Kim, that's a very powerful and personal, difficult question, and you've had the love to have him in your home. Sounds to me like Dad is just taking you all for granted. And frankly, you probably have tolerated that kind of disrespect out of love or concern for him over the years. And so it's become a pattern of a habit in his life. If he were 58, it'd be one thing, but he's 88. You don't want to have any regrets in these last few years or months of his life. I think a couple of things. In addition to loving on him and setting boundaries, meaning you're going to limit the time you're with him, you're going to have points where if he crosses it, he needs to know that that's when you're going to leave. You're not going to stay there. You're going to confront these issues. And you have to be consistent. That'll be a change from probably what you've done in the past. But I would be as clear with Dad as possible. But because he's 88, he's not likely going to change. Let's just lay it on the table. The likelihood that Dad's going to change his way he interacts with you is probably pretty low. But to be clear, Dad, you know, when you say this to me or when you do this, that's not acceptable. That's not something that we're going to tolerate. And I want you to know when that happens, we're going to leave. Or when I start to see that happening, we're not going to be a part of staying here any longer. There's no reason you need to be in a place where you're being disrespected and certainly not abused ever. And if he can't find within him the opportunity to put some of his own limitations on how he behaves towards you, then he's going to have less time with you, which will be to the discouragement of both of you, I'm sure. All right. Thank you for that question. We're wrapping up the program today. We're going to stay here. However, if you have a question or a comment, there are one thing you want to share, 888-888-1717. Your Intentional Life 101 class download is our gift to you when you do. Information on upcoming events, our Intentional Living Marriage Conferences in Arizona, and our Alaskan cruise coming up next summer, available at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you tomorrow.